Mike DeGubin. Hello, friend, and greetings again in the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. Yes, beloved, this is Bob Griggs again, and it's our privilege to come to you once more and to have a Bible study together around the truths of the eternal God. And we're in the Gospel of John, or rather Gospel of Matthew today, the first book in the New Testament. The first book in the New Testament, Matthew, and we're in chapter 4. If you will get your Bible or New Testament and join us as we look into Matthew chapter 4, we're discussing this subject of temptation, something that all of us encounter and experience every day of our life, something that we have to deal with. And here in Matthew chapter 4, we read, beginning with verse 1, Then was Jesus led up of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. Now, I want you to notice, beloved, the Holy Spirit led Jesus into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. Now, God does not lead us to temptation. That is, He does not tempt us, but He may allow us, even as He was led by the Holy Spirit. Jesus was led by the Spirit to be tested and tried, to be proven that He was indeed the Son of God. Satan was going to do his best to try to get Jesus to sin, to try to get Jesus to obey the Father, to try to get Jesus to not do what was right, but to yield to his temptation. And I want you to notice how Jesus overcame Satan. And it's an example for we who know the Lord as our Savior. And it's important that we understand how vital and how necessary it is that we have a sharp sword with which to do battle against the forces of evil, the powers of darkness, Satan, his demons, and the flesh with indwelling sin. So notice, verse 2, And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was afterward and hungered. Notice, for 40 days and 40 nights, Jesus had gone without food. His body was weak from the physical lack of the physical food, for he had a physical body just like you or I, and so he was hungry. And then we see the tempter comes. But not only then, he was tempted throughout this time. The Scripture points out these were the three major temptations that were given to the Lord Jesus. And when the tempter came to him, he said, If thou be the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread. But he answered and said, Now notice how the Lord responds, It is written. The Lord Jesus didn't argue with the devil. The Lord Jesus didn't argue with the temptation. He didn't say, well, I know I shouldn't do that, and I know that, I wonder if I could get by with it. He didn't in any way reason it out. He simply quoted God's Word. That's why the psalmist said in Psalm 119:11, Thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against thee. Oh, beloved, it's important that we hide the Word of God in our heart, that we draw upon this sword of the Spirit when we're faced with Satan and his demons and their wicked temptations. And so the Lord Jesus simply quoted God's Word, Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God, coming from Deuteronomy chapter 8 and verse 3. This temptation, Jesus knew the sword of the Spirit, and so he simply drew his sword and used the sword of the Spirit against the devil, even though he was weak and even though he was hungry, even though he had the power to turn that stone into bread. he turned away, and he said no, and he used the sword of the Spirit, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. And so he uses the sword of the Spirit. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. This is God's word, and that's the weapon he used. Hold your place here. And if you'll notice with me over in the book of Ephesians, Ephesians chapter 6, if you'll go with me there to Ephesians chapter 6, it's after 1 and 2 Corinthians, Galatians, and then comes Ephesians chapter 6. And I want you to notice what the scripture says here in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 17. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Yes, beloved, the Word of God, that is the sword of the Spirit. We're told also in the book of Hebrews that the Word of God is the sword, that sword with which we're to do battle against the enemy and to stand against the enemy, taking the Word of God, the sword of the Spirit, and fighting against the enemy with God's Word. And so, beloved, we see the Lord Jesus used that sword against Satan here, and that ended the temptation. That ended the temptation. He believed the Word of God, he used the Word of God, and Satan went to something else then. Then the devil taketh him up into the holy city, setteth him on the pinnacle of the temple, and saith unto him, now notice, if thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down, for it is written. You see, the devil knows the Word of God. He shall give his angels charge concerning thee, and in their hands they shall bear thee up, lest at any time thou dash thy foot against a stone. Satan knows the Word of God, but he misuses the Word of God. He takes the Word of God and he tries to make it say something that it's not intended to say. And so we see Satan tempting the Lord Jesus. If you'll cast yourself down, these people will follow you. They'll worship you because you'll not be hurt. And they will follow after you. And you'll not have to go to the cross. You'll not have to die for mankind. But man will follow you. He said to him, it is written, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. Here again, he said, this is written, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. And you notice he said, I am your God, Satan. That's what he said. In other words, you're not to tempt the Lord your God. I am God, and you are not. And so we see that ended that temptation. Verse 8, again, the devil taketh them up into an exceeding high mountain, and showeth them all the kingdoms of the world, and the glory of them. And saith unto him, all these things will I give thee, if thou wilt fall down and worship me. Now, beloved, the world system is under the control of Satan. He's called the prince of the power of the air, and he's called the god of this world. And Satan is the one that is working in the governments of the world right now. God's able to overrule Satan, and therefore God even uses Satan to accomplish his plan and his purpose. And beloved, right now we're closer to the fulfillment of the book of Revelation than we've ever been since the Lord Jesus walked here upon earth and told us in Matthew 24 about the future and what is going to occur in the days ahead. Beloved, we're closer than we've ever been. And the rapture is closer than it's ever been. Are you ready? Are you ready? Well, beloved, the devil said, I'll give you all the kingdoms of the world if you'll fall down and worship me. Then you won't have to die. You can rule and reign as Lord over all. But, beloved, you and I would go to hell. We wouldn't be saved because Christ Jesus was the only way that a sacrifice could be made for your sin and for mine. He is the only way that we could be delivered from the bondage of sin. There's none other name under heaven given among men whereby you must be saved, and the Lord Jesus Christ is the only one who could shed His life's blood, for the life of the flesh is in the blood. And Jesus gave His life's blood there on the cross. He died, and His blood was shed for you and for me. And that's why the Scripture says the blood of Jesus Christ cleanseth us from all sin in 1 John 1. Yes, beloved, it's the blood of Christ that represented the life of Christ that was given for you and for me. That's why Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. That's not what I'm thinking. That's not what I say. That's what God's Word says, beloved. Jesus Himself said He is the only way, and He cannot lie. He's God. He's holy. He's without any sin. And so, beloved, Satan was trying to tempt the Lord Jesus to yield to Him and to worship Him, and He would give Him the kingdoms of the world. But remember, we're told in this same book of Matthew that Satan is a liar, and he's a murderer. From the very beginning, he was a liar. And so we see, I guess it's in the book of John, rather, that we read that Satan is a liar, and he cannot be believed. And the Lord Jesus knows that. Then Jesus saith unto him, Get thee hence, Satan. And those are the words of Christ. Leave me alone, Satan, for it is written, Thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and Him only shalt thou serve. And in the Greek, the word Satan means adversary. He's our adversary, beloved. And he and his demons will do anything they can to operate in our flesh with its weaknesses and its indwelling sin, to draw us to walk after the flesh and to yield to temptation and to surrender to the lusts of the flesh. How many gospel preachers have fallen into sin because this very thing is at work in every believer, beloved. It's a battle that I fight with. It's a battle that the Apostle Paul fought with, as he told us in John or in Romans chapter 7. And, beloved, it's a battle you fight. But in Christ, there is victory, and in His Word. Till next time, goodbye.